Governor Jack Markell and state lawmakers have widely lauded an incentive package as part of an effort to retain DuPont jobs in Delaware and the tax revenue they generate, but they're largely ignoring the bill that comes with it, which totals tens of millions of dollars. Markell's proposed budget for next year covers the initial $8.2 million hit expected in 2017 when they passed legislation that lowered corporate taxes in January. However, Finance Secretary Tom Cook says there's no current legislation in the pipeline to cover an expected $54.6 million tab that's either lost through lower business taxes or spent on a handful of tax credits during the next 2 years.
I think that's obviously going to create some tough decisions. I still agree that that was the right thing to do, but it is going to make resources limited in the future.
Representative Paul Baumbach, who has spoken out against the spending on credit approach the Markell administration has taken, says, quote, "We're cutting ourselves off at the knees after fiscal year 2017. He says the organic economic growth from this package won't cover the drop in revenue.
I think that the magnitude is much smaller than what's hoped for. I use the phrase, this is sort of a pray and spend approach, and I don't think that's responsible."
He voted for what's been called the Delaware Competes Act, which modified the way the state calculates corporate income tax. It also changed which times of the year small business owners have to pay those taxes. But Baumbach didn't cast a vote either for or against a bill that sailed through both chambers last week, revamping or reviving two separate tax credits that incentivize research and development and for bringing high-salary jobs to Delaware. Perennial budget pressures like more people signing up for Medicaid, miscalculations in projecting public school enrollment, and ballooning state employee health care costs have continued to mount in recent years and will be competing with the unfunded incentive package for those dollars. Senator Brian Townsend also registered concern with a lack of comprehensive action on a set of recommendations from a much-hailed task force that focused on lowering Delaware's reliance on certain income streams.
These are important changes. These actually are common sense changes, but why are we waiting until economic danger is here to make these kinds of changes?
Townsend helped write those recommendations. They included making those changes to Delaware's corporate tax structure, but they offset the drop in revenue by tweaking other taxes as well, something that hasn't been talked about at all during an election year.
Overall, yes, it's being ignored. I think people are taking a look at the revenues we have this year and trying to craft a budget, and it's unfortunate that such hard work, such a deep dive into Delaware's revenue streams is at this point on the shelf and is not part of the conversation.
A bill ready to be put on the House agenda would raise the ceiling on the state's corporate franchise tax, something that Baumbach and Townsend both say should be looked at, though no department has done a financial analysis on how much money it would raise. It was being seriously considered as an option last year, while leaders of all four caucuses forged a late-night deal on transportation funding June 30th. Now, it seemingly has little chance of passage. Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle says his caucus has given it no consideration.
I could argue for a tax cut in fiscal 2021, saying I know, and you don't know this for sure, but the economy is going to be so strong then we should cut taxes now. So, you know, like it or not, the reality is we do these things 1 year at a time, and so that's how we're going to do it.
Senate Republicans broke up a Democratic supermajority in that chamber in 2014, which allowed them to block any proposed tax or fee increase with just one vote. Lavelle says he doesn't expect the budget process to become more inclusive over the next 3 months, allowing lawmakers to punt on the issue into 2017 and an entirely new General Assembly and governor.
The process seems to be on a track that will get him and the chambers out of here without too much rigmarole, and those decisions can always be revisited next year, and will likely have to be.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.